Vladimir Lenin, folks. Lenin, the communist leader, said one of the basic conditions for the victory of socialism is the arming of the communists and disarming of the bourgeoisie, the middle class, okay? And that's exactly what's happening in America today, folks. Or they're trying, anyway. They haven't gotten it done, but they're sure working on it. Richard, go right ahead, brother, and tell us more about what happened, and then we want to get up to what's going on today with you and your family.
Okay. Well, that was the basic of what went on. The other interesting things that happened were before they went through the house and searched the house, they guaranteed me in front of the ATF, in front of the sheriff and the undersheriff, that I was not getting arrested.
Uh-huh.
So no matter what they found, I guess, I was not going to get arrested. That's interesting that they can make that claim before they search the place.
Probably because they knew they wouldn't find anything unlawful in there. But, yeah, they probably knew it was a witch hunt. And that's very interesting. I've never heard a law officer tell somebody that we're going to search your place, your car, your business, and we're going to guarantee you're not going to get arrested. I mean, that's incredible, brother.
Yeah.
How can they do that unless they know that you're not in violation of anything before they start?
Right.
Interesting.
And the other interesting thing was the newspaper here comes out every Wednesday, once a week.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was raided on a Wednesday, so the following Wednesday I'm looking through the paper in the police log, the sheriff's log, to see what they said about the raid. And the sheriff's log ended on June 6th, not June 7th.
Ah, okay.
So I'm saying, what happened to the raid? Because if you look through our police, the sheriff's log here in this county, the biggest thing that the sheriff gets called out for is cows on the road.
Yeah.
And occasionally a drunk driver. So you would think a two-agency plus a foreign agency raid in a town like this would be front-page news.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yeah. If that isn't newsworthy, what is? I remember up here at Idaho County, Idaho in Kamei, a little town of 1,200 or 1,100 people. One day I was reading the paper to see what the crimes were, and it's one of them was a dog behind the wheel of a car that crashed into a building. The dog was driving. And, I mean, this is the kind of news you get in these small towns. So a raid of the foreign agencies coming in from Canada and the ATF, FBI, brother, that's got to be the biggest news of the year in that area.
It wasn't in the
paper, huh?
No, and what they did was they put a little tiny blurb in a completely different section of my raid, and all it said was Beaverhead Sheriff's Department assisted in a multi-agency raid.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it said, and it wasn't in the Sheriff's Department, in the Sheriff's log.
Yeah.
And the paper claims that we don't know why that happened.
Yeah, they don't know, huh? Their paper, but they don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I can tell you, and I guess you know, the reason they did that was because they had egg all over their face. This shouldn't have happened. They didn't have a legal reason for doing it, and they didn't want to rile up the people, more than likely. Is that your take on it?
That would be my take.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Wait till after the break. But.
Okay. Coming up on the first break here of the hour, folks. And, folks, when we get back, please, if you'd like to ask Richard any questions, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Officer Jack McLam program here. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and we have a dear brother, evidently a fine patriotic American on the line because of, I've got a list here of the books he was giving to his sheriff and that he was reading and tapes and so forth. And you're not a subversive anyway or a seditionist. It is the people that are trying to overthrow the Constitution that are those people, brother. Now, something I want to ask you. They said that you were manufacturing firearms without a license. Can you address that?
Well, that's what's on the warrant.
Yeah.
Or that's what the sections of code allude to. So that's what assuming I will get arrested for.
And right.
For an update on that, the last Friday, a deputy was out here taking pictures of my building from the street.
Uh-huh.
And so that tells me that they're getting info or intel for another raid.
Yeah.
And I also found out that they have 120 days to arrest me or charge me or lose the opportunity to do that, which would be October 5th.
October 5th, okay. Yes. Okay, now what about this license? I don't see, brother, I don't know what the regulations are in Montana, but if you're taking a block of steel and turning it into an 80% complete, 80% or maybe less complete block of steel that a home gunsmith like me or anybody could complete in another 20, 30 hours, do you need a license to do that?
No, you need an FFL to sell a complete firearm. And
yeah,
there's also a tax on a complete firearm.
Now, let me back up just a minute here, brother. If I'm a private owner, as I did just the other day, sold a weapon of my own to somebody, I don't need a license for that. But you're talking about going into the business of selling firearms, right?
Right. If you're selling direct, brand new stuff that's never been sold before,
so you need
a license.
Not used. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And I don't want to have a license. I don't want to be under that authority. So I choose not to sell firearms.
Right.
So I only make the 80%, and I sell those, and people can finish them and do whatever they want with them.
Yeah.
So there's no requirement to do anything. And I think the other thing that they're really concerned about is because I was advertising on, I sponsor the John Moore Show.
Oh.
And I also have ads in Shotgun News. Actually, their 60th anniversary did a whole write-up on me.
I see.
On one of my, which is on the JPFO website, Jews for Preservation of Firearms. You can get that whole article from Shotgun News on there.
I see. Uh-huh.
And yeah. one of the problems is people buy these. They can buy them anonymously. They finish them. And there's no record of it. Because they were, the ATF and FBI were very interested in my computer records.
Yeah.
My customer list.
Uh-huh.
And we did the best we could to protect that, but I'm not the computer genius. So.
Yeah.
And I know I've had several callers call up on some of the other shows and rant and rave that, you know, I just signed their death warrant because they got their names from my computer list. But,
yeah. Well, it's awful hard, brother. We have a list here of police and soldiers who love the Constitution, love God, and love freedom, and believe the American people are the sovereigns. And they're on our list here, you know. And we've tried every way possible to have a program, and listeners out there might be able to help us, that when the raid comes, we could push a button and all that just be smoke and mirrors. I mean, just be gone. But we don't know any such program, you know?
Right.
And they hit you so fast, it'd have to be something really fast, Richard. And I know you've thought about that yourself, to try to protect the people on your list. But we don't know such a program, and so here we are. And our soldiers and police officers, praise the Lord, many of them use fictitious names, and that's good. When they write to us, because they're afraid of being on the list, because they know how evil the government is and how they kick your doors in and come in, take everything, and then leave, and they didn't even have a warrant. But I understand your dilemma, and you're sorry that they got that list. But if anybody out there can call in and tell us if there's a program out there, and if there isn't, there ought to be one developed, Richard. I think it'd make a big, I'd make a millionaire out of one of our listeners if they could develop a program that when they start dropping out of the skies, the black helicopters and their black ninja outfits, and they're coming for the door, if we could just push a button and all the all that would be gone, even for the best, it'd have to be pretty severe, because they can take a hard drive that you remove things off of and they can bring it all back.
Right.
So the listeners out there that are computer wizards, we need a program, and if you create it, you can sell it, and people like us will buy it. And even homeowners that are just homeowners that have blogs and have mailing lists and email would probably want to buy that product, you know, because we believe in privacy, and
yeah.
The government doesn't have any right to all that information. So bless you, brother, for being concerned, but I know that you couldn't help it.
Right.
You know, and that they got that list. So anybody that would call you up and rag you out because of that is not thinking very well. You know,
yeah.
the enemy isn't Richard Saletta, folks. The enemy is the evil leadership of this nation, the criminal leadership of this nation that would send in the stormtroopers and the SS to get your name off somebody's list.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Richard. Well, so that was bogus, too, that they came in and said, we're raiding you because you are selling firearms without a license. Number one, you're not selling firearms.
Right.
And number two, the block of steel you're selling should not have a license to do that, should you?
Right. And there's several other companies selling the same exact thing, and none of them have been raided or anything.
Uh-huh.
And some of them have been around for 25 years doing this.
I see. So what do you think it was all about, Richard?
Well, I think it was about I was getting too popular. I'm probably the number one 80% manufacturer. And what happened at the raid, as soon as word got out on the Internet, they were still here raiding my place, and it was all over the Internet, thanks to the people that I previously emailed that
wow.
morning.
Good.
And everybody else who had 80% on the market pulled everything off the market. They went to their web pages and they yanked them immediately. So what they did was, with one raid, they destroyed a whole industry.
And that was the thing they were trying to do, probably.
Right. Some people have put them back up. They must have gone to their attorneys and everything else and went back. And some of that stuff is back up on the web, and you can buy it now. And my attorney has advised me to go back into business, which I did, and start making and selling them, because what I'm making is not illegal.
Yeah. Well, good, because that's proof of the pudding that you're not doing anything illegal if you can't even find a law anywhere that would make what you're doing illegal, you know?
Right.
So you should go back into business. Well, that's good. I'm glad you did it. I feel ashamed that the government can do this, like when they blew up, the government blew up Oklahoma City and then blamed it on the militia, and all the militia ran for cover, and they destroyed a wonderful, growing, patriotic movement of militias across this nation, of proud Americans, honorable Americans that were going out practicing with their firearms, which we should all do. And
right.
I was just embarrassed, and our police and military association here that supported the militias, those that were not doing anything criminal, because we didn't know any that was doing anything criminal. They were obeying the laws, and to see them tuck tail and run, so I guess that's the government has learned they could do this, raid somebody like you that's doing things perfectly legal, and I guess they already calculated that these other people would tuck their tail and run and destroy that industry. Do you think that might have something to do with it?
I think that's part of it.
As a patsy in this deal?
Yeah, I think that was part of it, and also to get my customer lists to see who had what so that they can make that list of firearm owners that we're not supposed to have.
Yeah, and so when the big raid to pick up all the firearms comes, they'll have that list.
Right.
Well.
And some of the callers from other shows have asked me to state, what can they do? We know a lot of people have heard this story, and they're saying, what can we do?
Yeah.
One thing is gun owner. I got an email from Larry Pratt last night, and Gun Owners of America has a legal fund set up for me now, because this is going to run.
Good.
This is going to run more than I'm going to make in 5 years.
Right. It sure will, brother. Okay, listen, we're coming up on a break, and when we come back, folks, we're going to tell you how to help Richard and his family. And keep in mind, folks, when you help Richard and his family, you're helping you and your family, okay? Because we all have these rights, and the government's trying to take them away from us, and they're trying to use Richard to hurt you and your family. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
I'll tell you, Brother Richard, if somebody were to tune in from 20 years back, they would think they were listening to Pravda Radio in Russia, you know, communist Russia. It's really sad, Richard, that the true criminals are in government today, the big criminals, and the little criminals out on the street don't hold a candle to these guys that can hurt so many people with their criminal activity.
Mm.
So many thousands and hundreds of thousands of people are being hurt. And you know, Richard, about 10 years ago, I have a lot of contacts in the FBI, CIA, and different agencies, DEA, who are good patriot Americans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're very troubled by all these things happening. And one of them told me one time in the FBI, he says, Jack, he says, you don't have any trouble in the freedom movement with gaining converts to the freedom movement, because we, the government, are raping and robbing and destroying the lives of people by the thousands every month in this nation. And he says, when that happens, as you know, the people wake up and they begin to pay attention and join the ranks of those freedom fighters that know that the government is out to destroy freedom. And that came right from an FBI agent, a friend of mine, that said, we, the government, are destroying people, raping and robbing and doing all these things to them. And all of us have the story, Richard, of how we woke up. I have a story, too.
Right.
How I woke up and realized that my government were run by criminals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have that story. And so, in essence, what he was saying is there's so many Richard Saletas out there that are in some way are being oppressed or actually attacked by the government today and destroyed, that our ranks are swelling, you know. And so your case is perfect for causing people to go to sit up and go, what? Are you kidding? In America? You know?
Yeah.
So sadly, but Richard, how can we help you? We want to be on board because as you rise or fall, we rise or fall. If you win your case, then we all win. If you lose it, then we all lose. So we want to be on board with you. How do we help you out?
Well, one way would be to send a donation to Gun Owners of America for my legal fund.
Okay.
And what I keep telling everybody is they're supposedly by the NRA and Gun Owners of America and them, there are 80 million gun owners in this country.
Uh-huh.
Every one of those 80 million gun owners could afford $10.
Yeah.
If every one of those donated the money, could you imagine what we would have for illegal, even if they donated $1?
$1, yeah.
$1 would be $80 million to fight
this. Right. To fight the evil leadership in America. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a good point, folks, that 80 million gun owners in America, and I'm ashamed of that figure. Boy, there should be, 200 million gun owners in America. But even at that, brother, even at that, $1 from each person would give us a fund to fight this evil with that we've never had before. We've just never had it.
Right, and everybody's waiting to see a bunch of those people, because I read them on the blogs, we want to see what the facts are and everything. Well, you're not going to see what the government's facts are until after it's over.
Yeah.
So you see it.
You haven't even seen it, Richard.
Right.
The facts are, and they're not going to let you know until they get you in trial.
Right.
Yeah.
So by then it's too late.
Yeah.
And those people won't do it. Right now, because I still have not been charged with anything or arrested, which I assume is going to end on October 4th.
Or before. Before, anyway. Yeah.
Before.
Then the warrant isn't any good anymore, right? They have to charge you in 6 months or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've been told. I don't know how true that is, but that's what the lawyers had told me.
Well, so, they're probably correct.
Probably.
Correct, yeah.
And so we need that legal fund. The other thing that we're going to do, which I would see if you can facilitate a little, and this is only if I don't get arrested in the next 2 weeks or the next 4 weeks, is we would like... And we're asking, and Aaron Zellman's going to write something up, too, on this.
Good.
We would like to get police officers, attorneys, and even if we know some judges, to purchase one of my 80% with, like, their letterhead. Legally, it has to be purchased and then build it and then publicly state it and have a picture taken with them holding their new home manufactured firearm.
Yeah.
And now every one of those people will want to check out the law first. Uh-huh. And when they do, they'll find out that they can do this.
Yes.
And if we can get some attorneys, we already have five that are willing to do this.
Yeah.
And if we could get a couple of judges and some prominent police officers that say, yeah, this is legal. We read the law, we looked at it, and we bought it and made it.
Yeah, very good, very good. Okay, coming back here with Richard Saletta, folks, get your pencils and papers. We're going to give out contact information here. And don't forget, call in, folks, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to talk to Richard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, folks, we've got callers calling in, but let's go back to Richard right away. And Richard, give out that information so we can get some funds into you and help you out, okay?
Okay, the legal defense fund is through Gun Owners of America, GOA.org.
GOA.org, okay.
And you can contact me at 406-834-3611.
One more time. Give that out again.
406-834-3611.
Okay, good.
And my website is KT, Kilo Tango, Ordnance, ORDNANCE.com. There's no I in Ordnance.
Okay. Dot what? Com?
Dot com.
Dot com. Okay. Okay, and now, you mentioned about purchasing one of your 80% finished products. What's it cost to do that, Richard? What are we looking at?
Okay, it depends on which one you're looking at. The AR-15s are $200.
Okay.
Now, we don't make any castings or forgings. Everything we make is out of a solid block of aluminum. That's why we pay more than a casting or a forging.
Uh-huh.
And our 1911s are $300, and we have a lot of amenities on our 1911s that other companies don't have.
That's a 45, isn't it?
That's a 45.
Oh, yeah.
And on my website, there's a tab on the left-hand side that says Showcase, and the first three pitches on there are a set of twin 45s that I made for myself that were confiscated or stolen and most likely are going to end up in somebody's private collection.
I can guarantee it. The ATF, somebody's got it in their private collection right now, and I don't think they're going to get that back.
Yeah,
sadly, but that's the way it usually happens. Okay, so it's Gun Owners of America, GOA.org, www.goa.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then evidently there's a way to go to your area that we would donate. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I haven't been on GOA's website to actually see it yet. If not, you could email them and do it. And one of the other places to donate, which is not directly to me, but is to JPFO.org, the Jews for Preservation of Firearms, to help fund their Boot the ATF campaign.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful
cause.
It is. And I'll be in. Aaron's doing a new documentary on Boot the ATF, and I'm already in that. I've already met Aaron and went down there.
Good.
And did that. So we're promoting that. And also, if you buy one of my products, and on the bottom of my order page, there's how did you hear from us. If you put in JPFO, they get a donation out of that sale too to help with the gang project, as Aaron calls it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice. Okay, Roger, how do you spell your last name? People are wondering. There's probably several ways that they would spell it. How do you spell it?
It's C-E-L-A-T-A.
Okay, C-E-L-A-T-A. A-T-A. Okay, C-E-L-T-A. C-E-L-A-T-A. Okay. All right. Good. Okay, now, we've got three callers on the line. Would you like to take some calls, Richard?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Joe in Texas. Joe, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Richard Saletta.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, doing well.
Yeah, man, I was calling. Y'all already answered a couple of my questions. I was wondering if he had been charged with the crime, and then if he had been charged, what were they doing about any of his other personal firearms that he had? Because I know since the NRA, you know, in our government, they passed a law, if you've ever been convicted of a felony, you can't, or even been charged with a felony, you can't possess a firearm anymore. So I was kind of wondering on that grounds what happened. But since he wasn't charged, I don't think he has anything to worry about. I was kind of wondering what y'all's standpoint is on the NRA.
You have anything to say on that, Richard, the NRA?
I am a member, and they have offered to help, and I hope they do.
Okay, so you guys support the NRA?
Well, that's Richard. I'm different. I support the only gun organizations that don't compromise. And we cops learned a long time ago that the NRA has compromised away of a lot of our rights. And so we're with GOA and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. That's our two favorite gun organizations in the country. Both are no compromise whatsoever.
Yeah, because I'm for gun ownership, of course, but the NRA, to me, they were, responsible for making it where it's not a right anymore and a privilege because, now they supposedly, if you've been convicted of a felony, whether it is a nonviolent felony or not, had nothing to do with guns, then, you still are, it's against the law to possess a firearm, so then you can get an additional 5-10 years in federal prison just for that.
Right.
I mean, I've been in Richard's situation before. I've been raided by the FBI before, and it's a scary thought. And we all were charged, but they all had bogus warrants. And, we were never indicted. The grand jury decided there wasn't enough evidence to do the indictment. This has been 8 months now, and two friends of mine who were just one of them happened to be at my house, and the other one was just a visitor to my house a couple times, never committed any criminal acts, anything like that. They both, because of their previous records, have been in federal holding for 8 months.
Wow.
Without being indicted. No court date even in the near future.
Good grief, man. That's horrible. Absolutely criminal here in America. But that's the George Bush gulag program, you know, picking up anybody anytime they want to, putting them in jail, never bringing them to court, never charging them, and just leaving them in there. And so you have friends that are in there under that situation, do you?
Yeah, and it was over me having a couple of marijuana plants for personal use.
Uh-huh.
Bottom line, I got in trouble because I'm a deer hunter. I'm not, you know, I don't, the most craziest weapon I own is a .270.
Yeah.
And that's, in fact, the only weapon I own. And, you know, they start talking about, you know, putting extra time because of that. They took my rifle and, you know, all of this over a fake warrant, supposedly a person that's never even been to my house signed a piece of paper that I never saw. You know, we don't know who the supposed witness is from the affidavit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the ideal caller because I am considered a criminal, but on the other hand, I mean, you know, where do you draw the line?
Yeah. Richard, do you have anything you want to say to Joe?
Well, it's a good thing you're not in prison yet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm a life member of Gun Owners of America, and I'm I'm an honorary member of JPFO.
Uh-huh.
And that there, and I am a yearly member of the NRA.
Yeah.
And,
well, brother, hey, Joe, thanks for calling in, okay? We're going to go to Roger in Pennsylvania, but listen, Joe. Good luck to you and your buddies there. It's just not America anymore when they can put people in jail for 8 months and not charge them and not bring them before the court. And so what a sad statement, but God bless all of you there, Joe, okay? All right, let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program. You're on with Richard Saletta.
Yeah, thanks, folks. And the Bible says to be harmless as wise as serpents and harmless as doves, and I don't recall a similar injunction to be saps and knuckleheads for Jesus.
Yeah.
So all those folks remember that it's Bush that ramped up the spending for the Orwellian totalitarian BATFE, that is Bureau of Alcohol, Tobaccos, Firearms and
explosives
today. Yeah.
Yeah. But now and nobody, who is the NRA going to blame for their continued 30 plus years legacy, including with their Institute for Legislative Affairs, of promoting additional so-called reasonable gun control law?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And
they just don't read the Constitution, do they, brother, or the Bill of Rights? You know,
no,
that's why so many of us law enforcement officers left the NRA, because they're compromising our rights all the time.
Yeah, and to your guest, you may recall I was maybe the first guy that called in on John Moore's show with a fix and the observation that virtually anyone dealing in freedom-oriented products, sadly, should... That could be anything from vitamins to guns or whatever, need to protect their client list from theft by the federal dictatorship or any other illicit database grabbings. And then after you got bashed on by over the next week or two, I also called in with the caveat that we have to extend a charity to the first two or three such incidents we hear about. And my possible fix for, in other words, give a free ride to yourself. I mean, one could easily extend this back 10 years ago or so now, but this is somewhat new precedent in theft of databases.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that caveat or that free ride, at least as far as I'm concerned, to yourself, my possible fix was you can have, like, say, a plastic basin with a sealed pouch of nitric acid. Then after you've, you can keep your floppy and or zipped discs in that basin, covered up with the boxes of debris. If it's disturbed the wrong way, it would breach the nitric acid and destroy the databases on the disc. Now, you could keep rotating copies off-site and under similar storage. And then, of course, you need to do a wipe of your swap file on your hard drive and maybe other temporary files that may have been created along the way. So that should cover the bases and against illegitimate, unwarranted federal and or state criminality such as we have.
Yes.
And God bless you all.
Hey, thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
What do you think, Richard?
Well,
I mean, this is America, brother. Think about that, having to have sulfuric acid to have your drop your database into to protect it from criminals in government. Absolutely incredible, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah. I should invent a shredding machine for your hard drive where it just sits on the top of the machine.
Uh-huh.
You use a USB cord to your drive.
Uh-huh.
And if someone comes through the door, you just turn it on, and it goes through and mashes it all up. And
Yeah, we'll do that, Richard. If you're creative, do that, brother, because I'll buy it, and many people will, because so many homes even are getting raided, and they get their email list and all that stuff, and it's none of their business, you know.
Right.
And they say, oh, it's terrorism, you know. Well, look at this FBI brochure. If you're a constitutionalist or a Christian, you're a terrorist. So, man, I'll tell you, it's really a sad state of affairs. But let's go to Steve now. Steve in Ohio. Steve, welcome to the program, and you're on with Richard Saletta.
Good afternoon, Richard, and good afternoon, Jack.
Thank you.
There are a couple programs out there. One that's a little bit more expensive is Evidence Eliminator.
What's it called?
EvidenceEliminator.com.
Evidence
Eliminator.
Eliminator.
The two words together, .com.
.com, okay.
Yeah, that makes all data irretrievable even with an electron microscope.
Okay.
All right, you can delete individual files using that program, which the other database, but like the swap file the last caller just mentioned. If you go to their website and read the information that is on your computer, you'll be amazed at the stuff that Microsoft collects for use for these agencies to gather off your machine.
Yeah.
Rather than the acid, you could just try a rather large magnet that you could set up against your hard drive, and that would help disrupt
well,
it anyway. Make them work for it.
We've tried that. We've tried it, but it doesn't take it all off. And when that door comes off the hinges, you have maybe a second. You know, you've got to have something that within a second, because you might be working on your computer and all of a sudden the door comes off the hinges and there you got guns at your head by these criminals in uniform, and it has to be fast.
There's another less expensive program called Privacy Guardian, and you can plug that into a search engine and find that one. That will shred individual files also. So. Privacy Guardian. Name of that program. I think I only gave about $30 for it.
Okay.
The Evidence Eliminator was about $150 when I bought it, but that will clean your entire hard drive. If you read their website, it's pretty good information of what information is on your computer.
Okay. Well, once again, if you clean your hard drive, they can go back and recreate it.
No, not
at the lab.
Well, not with the Evidence Eliminator. Read their website.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day,
thanks
guys.
Thanks so much, Steve. Thank
Good luck,
you.
Richard.
Appreciate it. Okay, we got one more. Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave, you're on with Richard Saletta.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Richard, my hat's off to your neighbor that stood watch while that search was taking place, and I'm awfully sorry that has happened to you. I just wanted to say real quickly that you're going to receive my $10, even if I've got to cut down on lunch, which I could definitely afford to do. Especially with this little belt around my waist, but if everybody doesn't start to do something and get involved, and even if you can only send a dollar to the legal fund, send whatever you can Yeah. I'm looking in Boston's Tea Party book, and he mentions about the poor Jewish people, 19th of April, 1943, in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising that apparently killed 80 Nazi troops. Now, if some of these people were alive or they could come back from the dead and they had some advice pertaining to guns, everybody, what do you think they'd tell us?
Yeah, good point.
So everybody, have several of them and have them buried around.
Everybody think about that, because there's a lot of hatred, and it's not coming from us.
That's right.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Yeah, we've got a lot of great Americans out there, brother Richard, and a lot of them are going to support you, I know, because they know, as I said, what happens to Richard and his family happens to their family, too. Okay, folks, we'll be right back, and we'll have Richard back, and we're going to be closing out the program, okay? Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We're certainly all concerned about this particular issue, and I know that most of the listeners want to support the very important work here that Richard's doing for all of us. And I'm not talking about just making these guns, okay, or not guns, but these parts that can be assembled after a lot of effort. into a rifle, but his work trying to help fight the enemy within, okay, that's trying to take our freedoms away from us. That's what Richard's doing with Gun Owners of America here and used for the preservation of firearms ownership. So I do hope that you'll help him out, folks, and get a hold of him there at Gun Owners of America, which is www.goa.org, okay? And then also jpfo.org also?
Yes, .org.
I think it is. I don't have theirs up here. JPFO.org. But the fundraising there is at Gun Owners of America, folks, www.goa.org. Richard, would you like to say something else here before we close out the program?
Yes.
We do have Bill in Texas on the line. We got a couple minutes left. Would you want to take Bill real quick?
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill, welcome to the program. We just have a very short time.
Thanks, Jack. I was just wondering whether Richard Salata has a website.
Yes, it's www.ktordnance.com.
And it's KT like...
Kilo Tango.
Kilo Tango, okay.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay.
I'll be there, Bill, to support him.
Hey, thanks, Bill. God bless you, brother. Okay, Richard, close out the program. What would you like to say to the people? We got about 30 seconds here.
Okay, I think it's next Saturday up in Kalispell, Montana. One of the radio stations there, KGEZ, is doing a fundraiser, and you can call them and get more information. I think it's next Saturday at 6 a.m. at Woodland Park.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be there, and you'd call Mike at 406-752-2709. Repeat, 406-752-2709. And that's for the radio station KGEZ for a fundraiser. And
Kalispell, Montana, right?
Yeah, it's about, I think, 3 hours from you.
Okay, yeah, I know where it's at. Well, fantastic, Richard. And I tell you, like I say, this program today has probably awakened more people out there, and my old FBI buddy was right that the government keeps raping and robbing the people. More people join the fight for freedom, God, and country in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say before we leave that there are ATF agents I know that are good people. They're not promoted up through the ranks, although, you know, because they're too good. And the bad guys are promoted up through the ranks. There's good FBI agents, ATF agents, and so forth like that. So don't use a blanket statement and say they're all evil, because I know some good ones. It's just that their career potential is dead. They're not going to get promoted up. Richard, thank you, brother, for being on with us. Lord bless you and keep you and protect you and your family. And we're going to follow you in this situation, okay? Okay, Richard? All right. Well, I guess Richard's just gone. Okay. Well, folks, have a great weekend, and we'll be back with you next weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.